So there are some really good new books out by Southern writers right now, and we have suggestions for your reading list, courtesy of Allison Law of the Literary Atlanta podcast. Allison, good morning.
Good morning, Tony.
And also with us is Nikki Salcedo. Her most recent novel is All Beautiful Things. Nikki, welcome back.
Good morning.
Allison, let's have you get us started here. The Fighter, right, is by Michael Ferris Smith. I've got a bit of a description here from Amazon. It says it's a blistering novel of violence and deliverance set against the mythic backdrop of the Mississippi Delta. Why do you like this one?
Well, because, it sounds kind of like the feel-good book of the year when you put it that
yes,
way.
Yes.
But as the title infers, there is a fighter named Jack. He's not just a fighter, but he is a gloves-off cage fighter. Mm. And kind of like the movie Memento, he has endured so much physical violence in his life. He has to keep notes of the people who are his friends and his enemies.
Yeah.
And so you want to know, how did he arrive at this place? Who loved him? Mm-hmm. What does the landscape contribute? And at the heart of it, there's also this money, need for money.
What's his journey? What's the central conflict in his life?
He was abandoned as a baby. His parents left him at a Salvation Army, and he was adopted by a mother who was an outsider.
Yeah.
And so he found his identity through fighting.
Big Mama Sweet is one of the main characters of the book.
She is.
Yeah.
Jack owes her some money, and she thinks that the only way that he's going to be able to pay her back is by going through a lethal final fight.
And do we root for Jack, are we challenged by his flaws in rooting for him?
I think absolutely by the end of the book, you will be rooting for Jack.
Okay. Nikki, you ready?
I'm ready.
You like As Good as True by Cheryl Reed. It's described here as a powerful and haunting novel of a woman's broken past and the painful choices she must make to keep her family and her home. Ooh, tell us more.
I like this story because it's a Southern story with a central protagonist who is not Southern. I think that's interesting and unique. The main character is a Syrian immigrant. She comes from a troubled marriage. It's a story about complex relationships and terrible choices. So it's different than the average Southern beach book that you might take with you to Hilton Head this summer.
Right. Syrian immigrant's daughter living in Alabama in 1956.
Yeah, that's an exciting time to live in Alabama and be from Syria.
How does the book describe life in Alabama in 1956 for a Syrian immigrant, right?
Interestingly enough, her life is already complicated in the house. Being in Alabama in 1956 is not necessarily better or worse than her situation. This character befriends a black postal worker, which maybe complicates the story in a time. And she's a woman who would give someone a glass of water. And it's just an interesting way of looking at characters. It's a character study story.
Yeah.
It is bleak. So if you need happy, next time I'll start with my happy suggestions.
But okay. This,
I think it's an interesting story, and I like Southern stories that take a different turn.
So, Allison, the book Whiskey and Ribbons is by Lisa Cross Smith.
That's correct.
A debut novel for this writer. It's described as a novel about loss, grief, family secrets, and the unexpected sources from which people take solace after unbelievable tragedy. Tell
yes.
us more.
The main character in the book, Evie, loses her police officer husband. He is killed in the line of duty when she is 9 months pregnant. Mm. And so that's the dramatic event that sets off the rest of the book. The rest of the book is Evie and her brother-in-law and their family trying to deal with that loss and finding beauty in remembering and in discovering themselves after such a tremendous loss.
And Nikki, last one for you. Strong as a Mother by Kate Rope. Tell me why you like this one.
This to me is a happy book. It's a nonfiction book about experiences of mothers. You don't have to be a biological mother, even though the title says from pregnancy on. You could be an adoptive mother, a stepmother. You can open up the book and look for a chapter that speaks to you. And it's really relatable because it's about experiences, not advice.
Allison Law of a Literary Atlanta podcast and Decatur-based author, Nikki Salcedo. Thank you both for being here. Appreciate it.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
Those are a few of their favorite reads right now from contemporary Southern authors. You can learn more about their selections at gbbnews.org.